Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How we doing, folks? Another week of Glory Days, spelt with a Z. That's actually, to be having to point that out and all in any ways is kind of, it's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like, remember we did that story about, actually we're going to feature it in the best bits a bit later on, about people who were doing the weird baby names.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And when you have to do a name, if you have a name where you have to spell it for people.
Exactly, it makes the name sort of a pain in the arse. Like,
yeah.
So there was one of those kids was called, what was it? K-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N. And basically they used the V-I-I-I.
Of the Roman numerals.
So yeah. It was pronounced Caitlin.
Yeah.
What kind of a bollocks does a parent have to be? How hard do you want your child's life to be that you would put that in?
And there's plenty more of them. They're on the way in the best bits a bit later on. But I'm just thinking of Glory Days like that now. I mean, you see, that's one of those things. This is a classic example of when something starts out as a great idea.
Yeah.
And then you put it into practice. So example, it's like Glory Days. Oh, do you see what's happening there now? It's days, as in they're in a daze because they're a bit mad. It was with a Z and all that. And the glory from the morning glory. And oh my God, synergy. Beautiful. Fantastic. And
yeah.
Then every time I say it, I have to go, that's with a Z now, by the way.
Oh yeah, with a Z, yeah. It's like when you meet people who have just one weird letter in their name changed. You know all those people, what's your name? Kevin. Yeah, K-E-B-I-N. You're like, who called you Kevin? That same conversation for the rest of their life they have to have.
Yeah.
You know that
way. That's the thing about,
people,
you know,
love making life hard on
thinking
people.
Thinking things through, you know, before you launch into it.
I know, yeah.
Now, to be fair, you don't have to think it through as much as me now.
Oh no, Jesus Christ, no, the king of overthinking. Oh my God, don't you? I know, but lots of people, everyone in the world has overthought something at some stage. But Jim would be there and go, Jim's one of these people. Oh, I should go to the toilet, but do I need to go to the piss? Do I need a piss? I mean, it's my Mickey and all, I should be able to tell, but I should be able to converse with it to the point that I'm right in the middle of a television programme. I could pause it now. Should I fucking pause it or should I just hold on to it? Should I just sit here uncomfortable or should I let the programme end? I mean, what the hell? Imagine Robert De Niro found out I paused it to go over the slash one day. How would I break that news to the fucker? You know, like that, like you
see,
really
see
are.
You're taking the piss, but the truth is, I'm not a million miles from that conversation.
You're not, you're unbelievable.
Because I would be that person, because I think it's a combination of overthinking and procrastination meets a touch of OCD.
Yes.
So I wanted to sort of fit with the kind of the natural break. So, you know what I mean?
I know.
When we're doing the show, when I'm trying to think, right, well, I've got a song there and then that ad break. As long as that ad break, would I get down now and back and then I might wait and while I'm doing my coffee then I might go then and I might.
But you carry that through the rest of your day. It's unbelievable. Jim would be there going, he goes home every day, the same route in the same car. And he'd be like, now what do I fucking, how will I approach this now? Will I go up the fucking hill? Or will I go round and round? And what if I get hungry on the way? I know I do it every day, but today would be the one day now I'll be bursting for the shite when I get to the Walkerstown roundabout. And then I have to have what if I need a roll? Oh my God, what if I need a roll? I haven't had a roll in years, but today's the, you're like,
it
made a very difficult way.
Because I'll do that. I'll be driving, I'll be going, will I stop for a coffee? Then I'll be home and then sure, I'll probably be having, I need to have something to eat at home, won't I? Because if I don't do that then, what time will it be? And if I'm going to work out or anything, I'll be just, so maybe, I'll eat now. And
yeah, and then if I need a piss, Jesus, I'd have to lie down underneath the car to do it because God forbid anyone would see me because I'd have to think of that dilemma. Yeah,
you're right.
I know we all do, but you're unbelievable.
Some problems.
And you beat yourself up something rotten. Jesus, like, I'm going to buy you a rope for your birthday's coming up. I'm going to just buy you a rope with a big knot at the end of it.
That's not so, me for that. You know, I'm not going to hang myself.
No, you know, you're going to batter yourself across the back with the fucking thing. So every time, so instead of just like verbally abusing yourself, you can just get the rope and go, whoopsh, Jesus. So you, and then all you'll do, you'll just hear the whoopsh every time. Because Jimmy just walk around going, oh, Jesus, that'll be typical of me. Whoopsh, oh, you bastard, take that. Whoopsh, oh, you couldn't make up your mind. You whoopsh, oh, fuck off. You'd be in an actual fight with yourself then.
That is amazing. I tell you.
Here's a big question. Here's what you. Why tie the world in knots? So, what are you going to do for your birthday? Ah, fuck. Ah, Jesus.
I do. I probably. The amount of times I do have a fight with myself.
Oh, it's unreal. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Because I'll do something where I think somebody's, you know, slighted me in some way or whatever. And I'll be like, I tell you, I should fucking tell him, man. Who's he think he is or whatever. Saying that, you know what I mean? That's typical of him. I don't know. with you. And then, within a few seconds of doing that, I'll be going, although that's probably typical of me to take offence now at something like that. That's just the way I am, isn't it? That's typical of me now, oversensitive. I'll end up having gone from, like, you know, how fucking dare he, to defending him.
Yeah, only you can justify something someone bad did to you by walking off and calling yourself a bollocks anyway. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing turn of events that you can be able to do that.
Just,
you know,
something, PJM, I say to you, it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, actually, do you know what it is? It's different to that. It's not even that they did something wrong. So you can look at someone that something didn't say, and like someone didn't mention no harm. You get upset with that and go, actually, no, hold on. They meant me no harm. Right. And why would they? Aren't I the thick fucker who all these guys? And then you just beat yourself up anyway. For no reason, be for like for no reason, no one has done anything wrong,
yeah.
And you just like, and you've decided now is a good time to tell, give Jim McCabe a piece of my mind.
I regularly give myself. Somebody else doesn't even have to speak. I could decide. Looking at somebody, bet you he thinks I'm some fucking idiot now. Doing
I know that.
Mightn't even have seen me. Mightn't even know I was there.
I remember talking to Jim. This is the true story. I was talking to Jim, and he was talking about doing some public speaking gigs and all that sort of stuff. And then you said to me, he goes, so then you think to yourself, so what would I fucking have to say? Why would they listen to me anyway? You're the man on the radio! You're literally the man on the radio!
Sadly, listeners, that is actually true. I did sort of help Peter. I said, but sure, what would I say? Sure, who'd be bothered listening to me?
You're 4 hours every fucking day you'd be on there saying things. I seen you do it because I'm not participating, that's for sure. What would I be saying to them? I don't know. Pick your best hits from this morning.
It's quite an admission for a radio presenter, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would I say?
I know, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? I mean, actors at least get scripts. You've been making your own shit up every day.
But to be honest with you, I don't know how I've been getting away with it.
And I love that. And that's the thing. You just took the words right out of my mouth. So he's going, this is where Jim goes, Astro, what would I be saying? Anyway, here's something I was on about during the week. You've got to give us the highlights.
Right, so this is the best, some of the best bits from during the week. There was loads. I mean, it took us ages to edit down a few best bits. But we did have a bit of crack, right, about emergency calls, 999 calls. Don't get it the wrong idea, right? Not like,
oh, we weren't doing prank calls on them.
It wasn't sort of, it wasn't nothing to do with people in burning houses or any sort of accidents. Let's face it, these were idiots who were phoning 999 for completely non-emergency reasons.
Fools, like,
completely overreacting. So we had a bit of crack with that. Also, we had, as we mentioned earlier on, we did have a discussion about the ridiculous names that some parents give their kids, right? Possibly the worst baby names of all time.
Oh, some of them are just giving their kids a hard life for no extra reason.
Yeah.
That's somebody who just never wanted to be a parent going, how can I get me own back?
And then, as you pointed out, people who then give themselves ridiculous names with spellings and everything.
Yeah, oh yeah. Jeebers.
So
when you meet those Aoife's with an A, they're only showing off. Actually, hold on, no, that's how you spell Aoife.
Show off.
What was I trying to think of? Was I trying to think of a different one?
And then we had a discussion about during the week about how you'd like to be remembered, which led us down a weird sort of path where we ended up giving ourselves, giving each other rather, a sort of a funeral eulogy.
Yeah, we have it
which
done.
Which didn't go well for either one of us.
Yeah, let's just hope whichever one of us dies first is in for a lot of trouble from the other one, I can tell you that much.
Right, listen, enjoy. We'll talk to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you were with us last week on the show, you might remember we told you a little story about this guy who was applying to become a policeman. It was in the UK, wasn't it, that this was happening?
It was.
Oh, one was.
A fella, he applied to join the police in England, and he was wondering, I haven't heard from them. So he rang 999.
which... straight away, I'm going to say, didn't do his application any good.
Well, immediately, actually, he was dismissed from the application process.
For not knowing what bloody 999 is meant to be for. It's an emergency line.
And you'd be so surprised at the amount of people who have no idea what an emergency constitutes. So they've come together now, the police over there, and they've said, look, this is please do not call us on 909 unless it is an emergency. Yeah. And they've had to make a list of things that are not emergencies so you can have a reference, you know, because some people still don't know the difference. They still don't know.
You know what that is? That's because the world is full of people now who think that their emergency, their thing,
yeah,
is an emergency.
Yeah.
You know, I can't find the remote.
Well, you're right. That's the thing. So, for instance, right, a few of these, a fella got kicked out of his local pub for being drunk and he called the guards. So, he got called out and he was, hey, I've been shot, I've been doing wrong and I've been thrown out of the stage around, I can't believe it. You're going to have to come to arrest the barman. You're going to have to arrest him.
Arrest the barman?
You're going to have to arrest the barman because I didn't do anything. I was just having there having a pint, calling people banana services. And then, yeah.
So he called him,
yeah. This is the type of thing you're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
So another fella, he rang. He was on his way home, a van driver. So you would think this man is familiar on the road. He rang and he called 999 and says, listen, I wouldn't normally ask, but can I get a police escort? It's just I promised me missus I wouldn't be late for dinner today. And I'm running late and she, for her it was the last straw. You'd be really getting me out of a hole.
In that guy's defence, right, if it is the last straw, I mean, technically, maybe the police should have been involved because that could have been life-threatening.
It could have been an ambulance and everything.
If he rocked up late, it could have been life-threatening.
He was there, I can't believe I'm late again. She warned me never again to be late, yeah? Another fella, I mean, he missed the bus and he rang them saying, any chance of a lift home? Like, it's mad, isn't it?
That's brilliant. It's just, you wouldn't happen to, I don't suppose you have a call out in the sort of Crumlin area or anything, have you? I'm just heading that way.
You're not going like Crumlin towards the hospital there, not by any chance, no. Yeah, lay home.
A lift, 999 for a lift home.
Yeah.
Because his emergency was he missed the bus.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Come here, and then there's, you know, a ball went into a load of nettles. And a kid ran in to get them and was surrounded by the nettles and couldn't get out. So she rang the fire brigade to see if the fire brigade could come and get her out of a nettle bush. Didn't want to get stung.
So the kid was playing ball.
Yeah, and tripped the ball.
Managed to have her mobile with her and ring 999.
Ran in and says, here, listen, I'm after running into a bunch of nettles. I could get stung easy now.
So not even ring her ma or any of her family or any of her mates.
Sure, they're not nettle experts. They're not nettle experts at all. Yeah, so they've been warning people. Like, and another woman rang the fire brigade because she put on a jacket and couldn't get out of it. She put on a new coat and she couldn't get out of it. She put it on and her arms slotted through it. New jacket someone gave her. She was in the house on her own and her arms went through and she was like, good Jesus, I'm roasting. I can't get out of it. I couldn't get out of it. And she was pulling away in the cuffs and all. Started sweating a bit. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't. And she would start realising that, you know, she'd have to get a neighbour or someone, but there was no one in to grab it and turn the sleeves inside out and yank it. She couldn't get out. She was there. I'm going to have to. She called. Fire brigade, please. I'm stuck in a jacket inside the house.
Stuck in a jacket?
Stuck in a jacket inside the house.
I'm going to need the jaws of life.
Like, it's unreal. Over here, I remember a woman, and she used to work in the 999, the call centre, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And she told me she was on one day in Ireland, and she got a call, and she answered, and the fella goes, how are you? Were you looking for me? And she was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, there was a missed call on my phone there, withheld number, I thought it might have been an emergency. He goes, I was just wondering, were you looking for me? She's like,
that'd be the first time ever the emergency services phoned a bloke.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. And we need you.
And just to misunderstand the concept to the point that they don't call you in an emergency. You call them.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Now, while you're doing that, right, long before you ever have to worry about college, when the little bundle of joy arrives, you've got to give it a name.
Got to give it a name. The little baby arrives and you look into its face and you maybe have some ideas and you think to yourself, what should we call it? What sort of name? Please don't go mental. You know what I mean? It's great to want your kid to stand out in the crowd and all of that, I understand. But for God's sake, some of the worst baby names ever have come out this week. In a big Twitter thread, actually, is where it came from.
Right.
So then someone put up the question, it's gone sort of mega viral. The spellings are the ones I'm going to start with, right? Some of the spellings are outrageously bad.
Okay.
So Samantha, spelled with a P for no reason. P, Samantha. You know what I mean? What? So, yeah.
As in, like, the way the Sam, as in a holy thing.
Yeah,
like
except
Sam.
There's no L. So just P-S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A. Samantha. Pissamanta is what it looks like. It's brutal. Also, Jennifer with a T for no reason. So a Jennifer.
Jennifer with a T.
Yeah, and we're only getting started, Jim. These aren't even the beginnings of it. Check out this one. How would you pronounce this one? K-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N. How would you pronounce that?
K-V-I. What was the end bit?
K-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N.
I have no idea, man.
Caitlin. Because they've used the Roman numeral for 8 in the middle of the name.
Oh, for God's sake.
To make it Caitlin. Yeah. Isn't it the worst? And get this. This is the most... This one, Rainbow, right? Except it's spelled R-E-I-N-B-E-A-U-X.
Rainbow.
So it sounds like a D4 person saying rainbow.
Yeah.
Rainbow? It sounds like that. Somewhere over the rainbow.
So, and that's just the spelling. That isn't even the mad name.
Oh, come here. That's not even the mad name. So some of them, like a lot of TV takes over a lot of them. So there's one kid called Kingslayer, another Khaleesi. There's loads of Khaleesi since Game of Thrones and all of that. Well, a couple of the ones that stood out. One kid was called Cocaine over in the States. Great name. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Strawberry Rain.
So literally, that kid's over his mate's house or whatever. And like you could ring up and go, do you have cocaine? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the back.
How much?
Playing with Tony.
I don't know how much. He's about 8 years old. So Cocaine and the Strawberry Rain. Diesel Duramax, one child was called. And then another
one. Diesel Duramax.
Diesel Duramax, yeah.
Oh my God.
It sounds like a type of rubber nanny, to be honest with you. That's what that sounds like, doesn't it?
It does.
A diesel Duramax.
Industrial strength. Yeah.
How to make sure you don't have any more children with ridiculous names. Crystal Shining Waters was the name, a triple barrel name for a kid. And then you
that
get,
sounds like it was named by a country music singer.
It does, doesn't
you
it?
Know. You are my crystal shining waters. You lift me and I felt like a diesel Duramax being discarded into bin.
Yeah, and one woman and her husband, they're astronomers, and they had 3 kids, right? And they thought, what will we do the other night? Like, it's something in the theme of the family. So Neptune, Galaxy, and Uranus are the name of the 3 children.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
They made the classic error, and one kid is now called Uranus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh, my.
If I was that That's kid, not... I'd be going, call me Diesel Duramax, for the love of God.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Some cracking WhatsApps in after we told you that story of the ridiculous reasons that people have phoned 999 in the past. And there was some interesting ones came in. Alan, from Meath, was on to say, when I was young, I was about 4 or 5, I called the guards on my sister because she'd taken the ladder away from the attic and wouldn't let my mam down from the attic. So he called the guards on them.
Oh, that's very good.
That's brilliant.
Although that does sound like an emergency. That's a different one.
Yeah, it also sounds
a renegade sister.
Dodgy sister. Also from Paul. Morning, lads. Me and 2 of my friends were at a gig at midnight at the Olympia. We were walking home and we hailed what we thought was a taxi. It turned out to be a Garda car. But they brought us home. True story, says Paul.
Well,
hailing down a Garda car.
And they actually took you home.
That's what he says.
Quiet night that night.
Yeah.
That's what happens on Nightclub Mondays.
Also, let me just see who this is. This is Therese. Therese was on to say that speaking of the fire brigade, right, because the fire brigade were involved in this as well, in these 999 calls, a friend of mine got glued with jam.
Ah, what?
And the fire brigade were called.
Glued with jam? What does that even mean?
Glued, obviously the jam being sticky, somehow glued.
Oh, glued.
Either her to herself in some way.
I just couldn't get the jam off herself.
Or her to somebody else.
That's wild, isn't it?
Incredible.
A jam-related injury. Jammy git, like.
A jam-related emergency. Also, Paddy was on to say, I work in a pest control company. I once had an emergency call out for one wasp. In a living room. Brilliant.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and the absolute...
How big was the wasp, though? Was he like 6 foot, sitting in watching TV?
And the absolute pièce de résistance is this, right? This says, morning, lads, I'm a guard, right? And I had a woman ring 999 one evening saying she knew who shot Phil Mitchell on EastEnders and even wanted to make a statement.
My God.
And there's more. Also, a woman rang 999 saying she had aliens in her attic.
Aliens?
Yeah. And one woman rang 999 saying she needed milk. It was an emergency. She'd no milk for the kids' cereal or her coffee. I kid you not.
Isn't that
That's
mad?
That's straight from a guard.
I've no milk for me coffee.
Yeah.
And she threw the kids in for to beat the band as if she...
Guard had to take all that information.
Isn't that wild, isn't it?
I'd like to... Yeah, I've information on a murder. Or a shooting. Really? Oh my God. Yes, go ahead. Yes. You know Phil Mitchell on EastEnders?
Yeah, and while they're at it, will you bring some milk for the aliens?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Regular listeners to PJ and Jim over the years will know that our, you know, learned friend and colleague, our beloved leader, Mr. PJ Gallagher, is a very famous man. He's very famous for many, many things.
Oh, my God.
And he's a very notable man, very memorable man for so many things. His fine acting, his fine comedy, his glorious writing, so many, his wonderful radio presenting, obviously all of these things, but...
Dear, what sort of... This is like my eulogy already. It's like you've had me written off. I'm in a box already.
What, though, will he be remembered for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he leaves his mortal coil, what will it be that people will look back and go, oh, do you remember PJ Gallagher? God,
yeah.
He was some...
What a tosser that lad was, people will be saying. Because they've asked people, I'm reading this survey thing, it's actually good crack, and it makes me wonder, it makes me ask you, Jim McCabe, because they've done this thing, what would you like to be remembered for? Amazingly, people have not said... Well, you know, for being the most wealthy person in the world, or to be saying... Oh,
no, I guarantee you that they've all done. I just like them to say he was a good person.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. Yeah, good person. Yeah.
He was a lovely man.
A very good listener, very loyal, great friend, good listener, a loving man who was always happy. All this old stuff is what people say.
A wonderful father.
Oh, great. So family orientated and hard working. Oh, Jesus, was he so hard working?
Wow.
People have said all these things.
That's what they want to be remembered as.
Yeah. That's what it is. Whereas nobody, and I mean literally nobody said, I love for being the greatest money man in the job. Being the boss of my company.
Imagine people would want to make their mark.
Same
here. Like, you know the way people have done things that have affected the world.
Well, this is it.
You know what I mean?
This is why, and then it makes you think, what do I want to be remembered for? What do I, me, as a human being, want to be remembered for? What do I want to leave behind? Genuinely, I'd prefer to be forgotten. I think you'd leave us alone, would you? Because, do you know something? Half it was decent and half it was brutal. Have I had a huge impact in anyone's life?
Ah, PJ.
Not really.
It's profound. You know what I mean? Just think of all the things that in the small, you know, compared to the entire scape of your life, in the small time that you've spent with those of us in the radio world, you know what I mean? The things that we could stand up and say that, you know what I mean? He was, let's face it, he was an absolute credit to his county of Mayo.
Oh, dirty fecker.
I mean, if ever a man was built in Mayo, it was the great PJ Gallagher, with his ears on different sides or different heights on either side of his head, and his dodgy feet, and his waterworks that didn't quite work out, and then of course his penchant for taking other people's underwear. I mean, who could forget those memorable moments? You know, like, there's so much, and that's a very small taste.
True enough,
of what, you know, what we remembered.
Very nice eulogy, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hopefully you die before me, and I get to stand up in the funeral. And I'll be there, and there's Jim McCabe. What can I say about Jim McCabe? I'll go, what can one person say?
I'm going to say, don't let you in.
I'll be writing a speech, I'll be like, what can you say? When the doctors told him, he only had 100 years to live. By God, did he prove them wrong. When he pointed out that was only his middle age, he went, when the doctor said it wasn't possible for a half gorilla, half human to operate machinery, by God, did he prove them wrong. He has lived and he has served people his entire life. Literally served everyone because he overthought any way of asking for something for himself. What? Can, what so,
right, yeah. It's probably not a good... Yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. Point taken. Yeah, yeah, point taken.
He deserves so much credit for working side by side for years with a man who refused to help. And he point blank just did that man's work day after day. Year after year.
Wow. Oh, say something. I'm going to have to write my one for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise it could go very wrong.
I have to be honest, Jim. I don't want you to take it wrong, but I'm really looking forward to your funeral.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. A little selection of some of the best bits from during the week. Thanks a million for hanging out with us during the week and hanging out with us now. I mean, I often wonder, you know, what it is that would inspire somebody to have to, you know, like with all of the madness that's in the world.
He's doing it again. He's like, what are you listening to me for?
With all the, you know, with all the trouble that people have in their day-to-day lives or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Although yeah. I suppose that's actually a reason. Because if you think, you're, you know, you have problems in your life and then you think, should listen to them, poor Egypt. Yeah, what hope have they got in the future?
Yeah, yeah, you think, it's like watching EastEnders. You watch, it's like sort of disaster porn. You know,
yeah,
you just think, no matter
exactly
what's going on there, I won't, at least I know what happened, that my life is never that bad.
Yeah.
Then you tune into us two in the morning and go, ah, thank God, at least I'm not as soft in the head as those pair, you know. It's sort of, I better stop talking now because I'm going to actually end up with no job.
Yeah, and you're going to end up like me, you're procrastinating yourself into silence.
Give us that rope with the knockback, will you?
Folks, listen, thanks so much for hanging out with us on Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. Of course, hopefully you'll hang out with us live on the radio, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, basically any weekday morning between 6 and 10, I suppose.
Yeah, that's, I suppose so. At least I definitely thought that was a fact until I started opening my mouth there a minute ago. So here's hoping.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.